This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Boston Credit, here's how to respond. What happened? A manager presented a company-wide department guide as his own work. The employee, who spent 2 months building it, watched his boss take the credit publicly. Colleagues privately told the employee the situation was unfair, but not one of them said so where it counted. The employer is now stuck deciding whether to report it or absorb the loss. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: silence is not neutral. When you stay quiet about something wrong, you are making a choice. You are choosing the comfort of the moment over the integrity of the record. That employee's co-workers proved this perfectly. Whispering this is messed up in private while saying nothing in public is not sympathy. It is self-protection dressed up as sympathy. The co-workers failed first. They had standing. They had credibility. A group of peers speaking up carries far more weight than a single employee raising a grievance. Instead, they handed all the risk to the one person who had already been wronged. That is a communication failure with real consequences. The manager succeeded tactically and failed morally. Taking credit without attribution is not just an ethics problem. It is a specific communication move claiming authorship. It works because most organizations do not have systems that force people to name their sources publicly. The manager exploited that gap. He knew no one would challenge him in the room. He was right. Now the employee faces the hardest kind of conversation, a corrective one with a power imbalance. Most people handle this wrong. They either explode or they say nothing. The right move is to document first, then speak directly to the manager before going above him. The conversation has one goal: acknowledgement, not an apology, not punishment, just acknowledgement of the work. You say it plainly. The department guide was my project. I built it over 2 months. I need that to be part of the record. No accusations, no emotion. State the fact, state the need, stop talking. If the manager refuses, then you escalate with documentation already in hand. You are not ambushing anyone. You are reporting a factual gap in the record. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high stakes direct conversations gives you a framework for entering a power imbalance situation with your position intact. The core principle is this: you control the framing of the conversation before it starts. The person who defines the purpose of the conversation controls the outcome. Walk in knowing exactly what you're asking for, state it in one sentence, and do not let the other person reframe it as a complaint or a personal conflict. It is not a complaint. It is a correction of the record. The takeaway. Start building your paper trail today, before you need it. After every significant project contribution, send a brief recap email to your manager with specifics: what you built, the decisions you made, the timeline. Keep it short and professional. This is not paranoia. It is authorship. When credit gets contested later, that email thread is your evidence. You do not need to wait for a crisis to protect your work. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.